blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Hello there, hope you're having a great day. Today we are in the fifth episode of Live Better with God, and today's title is You Are Loved. And this one, I wanted to speak about it because we try to make connections with people, and sometimes this is a little bit difficult. So I just want to tell you that during my time reading the Bible and experimenting the love of God, it was very hard to accept it. Why? Because as humans, we are, and I said it that way, because we come with different backgrounds. And sometimes we are taught to be lovable, but not to receive love. Or different kind of compliments or something like that. You know, good things we're not good receiving, most of us. Why? Because we are used to the bad things. So imagine that if you have the way to accept this love as simple as a hug or a compliment, it is difficult for you as a human, but imagine to receive all the love that a father can give to his son or daughter with just his words and his way that he's guiding you. It's pretty huge to accept all this love, because we most of the time feel unloved and we don't know how to accept that. And that's maybe why it's so difficult. Human beings, we constantly are in conflict. We constantly changing and learning and relearning things every day. So when they say, oh, here, this a package of love for you, suddenly we're just asking ourselves, what's the catch? Why you're giving me all this amazing feeling of love if I don't deserve it? At least that's what I thought about. But then you start to realize, hey, you know, this is not that simple. The love you're receiving is the one that God was expecting to do. You know, he came to earth. Jesus came to earth to show us how much he loves us. He went through a lot of stuff as a human being. He understood human emotions, but he was the Son of God. When he died, he decided to die so he can teach us that the power of God is beyond that. And his love for his Son was without words. So Jesus came to earth, he suffered most of the things we did. Still he chose to die for our love. You know, he loved us so much. He said, you know what? They are worth to be doing this sacrifice for them. Because when God see us, he doesn't see just us. He sees the blood of Jesus on our lives. And that's why he accepts us as his own daughter or son. I don't know, I think I might explain it very differently further, but that's how I picture it. in like reading the Bible and all, I've been understanding. So I know there's a lot more complexity to this, but at the same time it's simple. But I'm trying to explain it as how I see it and how everything's been going on. When you suddenly are living this world of madness and then you enter the grace of God and you start to understand His love for you, so amazing, amazingly great, do you feel like, oh, well, why you do this? I'm undeserving. Then let's make our life deserver of this love. I think that's how I've been seeing it through a couple of months ago when I see all this craziness and in all this craziness of the pandemic thing here in the island of Puerto Rico, I saw so many people realizing, you know what, it could have been worse, or you know what, this is not the best thing that can happen to me, but I have felt the presence of God during all this time. He hasn't left me alone in all this process. And what I'm trying to say is that you're unique. God loves you. But even if you say it from the, you know, you express it out loud, you need to, or at least that's what functioned with me, like internalize that you are loved so much that God decided just to die for you and resurrect for you to understand that for God, love you isn't a problem. He has so many other things He can show you, I think show you, or maybe to express it differently. Loving you was in the cost of sacrifice for His Son, but He can do so many other things. So the most important part was for Jesus to come here, suffer all He suffered, to demonstrate His love for us. And we are love, and we are cured. We are sane. We are okay. God powers and God miracles and all that stuff is there to show us that He can do many other things around us. We just need to accept it and be not, I would like to say okay with it, but it's not that simple, and I do understand that part because I felt so in love during years, and then realizing, oh well, this is so much bigger than I thought. And it's putting yourself in those shoes to understand, look, I wouldn't have done this, like honestly. I wouldn't have traded my son's life for anybody. But then we're, as humans, we are limited in the knowledge of God. We're still learning, and every time you read the Bible, or to just put this out there, we keep understanding and learning more from Him. And He keeps revealing things to us through the words that maybe we have read 1,000 times. So this is just a reminder, and I'm sorry if I couldn't express myself better, but this is just a reminder that you're loved, and you just have this supreme, I would like to say person, but the truth is beyond that, loving you every day. He allows you to wake up, He allows you to think, He allows you to have ideas, He allows you to recreate things, to do things, to feel the things you feel, but to understand there's a way, and to do so many things every day, and we just take it for granted. We have so many things, and we just think there are things that we believe they have to be there, but we have it. And when you look back and you look through other countries and all that stuff, you're gonna realize we are just having a privilege that we couldn't have in another place. So we need to be grateful for what we have. And because we have a father that loves us, doesn't matter why. And just, you need to have this heart of understanding what is wrong and just talk to him about what you're feeling. So that is it for today. Live better with God. Hope you have a blessing weekend and you have a great day today. And I would like to hear from you guys through Instagram and through Facebook if you like. So I'll see you in the next episode. Blessing you all.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.